We learned two things this past week. The Democrats can pass legislation, and Kevin McCarthy can go a long time without going to the bathroom. Well, we think. As always, it depends. But anyway, this past week, President Biden signed the infrastructure bill into law, and New Jersey did not do too bad on this. Here's just a little overview of some of the bucks coming New Jersey's way for transportation, transit, other related ideas. Highways and roads, around $6.9 billion, $1.1 billion for bridges, electric vehicles, $104 million. Ferry service gets around $24 million. Look at transit overall, $4.15 billion spread out over the years, fiscal years 21 through 26, roughly around $800 million each of those years. Amtrak's Northeast Corridor is gaining $30 billion. Looking at the airports, the airport infrastructure grants for New Jersey are coming in at $15 billion. Airport terminal program, $5 billion, which pretty much means an easier way to get to these still crappy terminals. That's what you'll be dealing with there. Well, depending on the airports, it's sort of like the terminals are in more need of work than the access to them. Water infrastructure, drinking water state revolving funds, $15 billion. Clean water state revolving funds, 11.7. Lead contamination schools, that gets $200 million. Broadband gets $100 million. Now, if you think this is not needed spending, I cordially invite you to talk with a parent who doesn't live in a large city who had to get their kid through remote learning for about a year, maybe better. Talked about the rain tax earlier. Flood mitigation assistance grants, $3.5 billion. Weatherization, also $3.5 billion. Now, whether this is wise spending is going to depend on how the programs are run, something, well, New Jersey isn't known to excel at. $8 billion in guaranteed funding to repair and repave New Jersey highways over the next 5 years. $104 million over the next 5 years to support the expansion of an electrical vehicle charging network in the state. New Jersey also have the opportunity to apply for $2.5 billion in grant funding dedicated to electrical vehicle charging in the bill. Look at some more detailed elements with New Jersey and the infrastructure bill regarding bridge repairs under the current federal formula. State will receive $1.1 billion. State ranked 21st among the 50 states with 502, equals 7.4% of the bridges in the state rated as deficient. That's according to the Federal Highway Administration. Major broadband, the White House said that 31% of New Jersey households don't subscribe to an internet service. So the state's getting at least $100 million to expand high-speed internet connections to at least 115,000 residents. Also, there'd be funding to subsidize access for 1.6 million low-income New Jerseyans. With mass transit under the current plan, the state will get $4.1 billion from public transportation like New Jersey Transit. Some of those funds could be used to replace old buses, trains, as 25% of vehicles like that are past their useful life. You'll know when you're on one of those vehicles or cars, judging by the shape of your back after you get off of them, and you have to go to the chiropractor. Toll credits. Let me explain this one to you. New Jersey built up $5.5 billion in credits for using toll revenues to maintain highways. Credits then are used to cover the local share of federally funded road and bridge projects. New Jersey has so many credits, it can't spend them all. And the bill lets it now sell them to other states at a discount. Now, why should you care? New Jersey would raise billions of dollars for highway construction without raising taxes, while the buying states could cover their local shares for less money. Back in April, the White House gave New Jersey a D-plus for its infrastructure, citing the need for massive investment in the state's bridges and highways, drinking water system, broadband internet technologies. American Society for Civil Engineers estimates that you, as a New Jersey driver, pays $713 per year to commute on roads in need of repair, which also contributed to longer commuting times over the past 10 years. So that's what's on tap as far as finances from the infrastructure bill for New Jersey. Now, there is a mystery out there, one question still looming out there, whether environmentalists will become future roadblocks, pardon the pun, to many infrastructure projects. It's especially those that call for either new or wider roads or railways. Well, it has happened before. Another element of the infrastructure bill President Biden signed into law, it's called the Advanced Impaired Driving Technology Section, puts into play a rulemaking by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to set a new safety standard. And when fully implemented on all new cars, more than, by estimates, 9,400 lives could be saved annually. This according to a study by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. The more details on this, the legislation directs the NHTSA to initiate a rulemaking process and set the final standard within 3 years for impaired driving safety equipment on all new vehicles. This could include driving performance monitoring systems that monitor the vehicle movement using cameras and sensors that are outside the vehicle, like lane departure warning, attention assist, things like that. Systems that monitor the driver's head and eyes, typically using a camera or the sensors inside the vehicle. Alcohol detection systems. They use sensors to determine whether a driver is drunk and then prevent the vehicle from moving. Automakers are then given 2 to 3 years to implement the safety standard. New cars equipped with this technology could start rolling off the assembly line sometime between 2026-2027. Which, given the recent trends of driving while intoxicated, sooner would be a much better answer and response than later, because in 2019, more than 10,000 people were killed, 300,000 others injured in drunk driving crashes. Preliminary NHTSA numbers for 2020 show alcohol-related deaths spiked by 9% compared to 2019. That's even as vehicle miles traveled really dropped big time because the pandemic dropped by more than 430 billion miles. This is further proof that even when it's a good idea, it does take time to put it into play.